Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive to left field. Essigian throws towards the infield. Segui fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Segui. Hershberger scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Ward moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Robinson moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jim Landis pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball towards right. Simulai catches it and throws to home to double up Ward. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosefield covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-0 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essigian moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essigian scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ted Bosefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Hankins reaches third base with a triple. Causey scores. Bosefield goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Willis now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Edwards settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Causey moves to second. Dale Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hankins hits a line drive towards third. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Willis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Wyatt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.